Daniel Douglas is about to finish his bachelor's degree in physics at Drexel University.
I'm from up in northeast Pennsylvania, up near Hazleton. It's much, much more rural than it is here. So when I first moved here, it was a little bit of a shock.
When the shock wore off, Douglas came to appreciate Philadelphia.
I really like the city. I feel like it has a certain attitude. And there's definitely a sense between people who live in Philadelphia, you definitely identify as a Philadelphian. There's a sense that it's a big city without being too big. Like, I could never imagine myself living in a big city like New York. But Philly doesn't seem that big, but it has a lot to offer.
After college, Douglas will apply to grad school. He says he's applying to a couple of programs in Philadelphia and could see himself here in 5 or 10 years.
I think it's a place that I'd be happy to live. Whether or not my career takes me there is another thing, but I would be very more than pleased to end up here.
Philadelphia's growing millennial population, loosely defined as those born between 1980 and 2000, hasn't gone unnoticed by the mayoral candidates.
Good evening. This is the most amazing group of young people I've ever seen. You all got quiet at the same time. Give yourself a round of applause.
A recent petition signing party provided the candidates an opportunity to reach young voters, candidates like State Senator Anthony Williams.
We need your energy, young people. We need your insight, young people. We need your creativity, young people. And most importantly, we need you not to leave.
Or former district attorney Lynn Abraham.
I want everyone here in this room to join with me in a coalition of great youth and great experience and great brain power and turn the city around.
Or former Judge Nelson Diaz.
We're going to keep the city open 24 hours so millennials can party whenever they want to, you know, anytime they want to. Because, you know, we shouldn't be closing it down. You should have the opportunity. Hey, you're studying all night. You're working all day. You want to get out there maybe 12, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and sign to dance some salsa? You know, I'll be happy to teach you. I'll be out there as the mayor with my wife teaching you how to do some salsa.
But no candidate seems more focused on the city's youth movement than Doug Oliver. Just 40 years old himself, Oliver is staking much of his campaign on reaching young voters.
When I look at this room, I don't see interns. When I stand in this room, I don't see entry-level communication professionals. When I look in this room, I see homeowners, I see parents, I see people that are going to build the future for themselves and for this city. I see CEOs, I see entrepreneurs, and I see solutions to the challenges that face our city.
Philadelphia's growth in population over the past 8 years, which reversed a nearly half-century trend of decline, was largely driven by an influx of young people. Between 2006 and 2012, the city's population grew by about 59,000, according to census data assembled in a Pew Research report last year. But the total number of those ages 20 to 34 rose from 20% to 26%, indicating there were about 100,000 more young people living in the city in 2012 than 6 years earlier. Now, on this point, all the candidates can agree. To keep young people in the city, there are two major issues that need to be addressed.
Jobs.
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 Job creation.
And
education.
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 One of the main reasons you'll decide to leave is when you get married and you have a child, and that child is 3 or 4 years old, and you have to make a decision on kindergarten, first grade, and that's where the rubber meets the road.
That last voice, by the way, was former Councilman Jim Kenney. But don't take it from the candidates. Ask young Philadelphians for the top issues on their minds, and they'll say...
Public schools.
Public schools.
Education's always up there, pretty high, I would say.
Job creation, economic development.
I think what everyone's talking about is the issues of the public schools in Philadelphia and where they're going.
Certainly the economy and jobs is a big issue.
The state of education, we're definitely in a crisis currently.
I am a young millennial, recently married, hoping to have kids and send them to public schools. I don't see a lot of options. I believe in charter schools, but I think we also need to fix the funding formula. So,
caring about issues is one thing. Tuning into the mayor's race is another.
What do you know about the mayor's race? Do you know any of the candidates?
No, not really at all. I'm not even sure if Nutter is rerunning, is he?
I honestly don't know anything about it right now.
Anybody, any of the candidates, anybody that's running?
Nope.
I know the mayor is Michael Nutter. I don't know who his opponent is. I haven't really been following it.
Okay, primary day is more than 2 months away, and there hasn't been much advertising yet. So it's understandable that these potential voters wouldn't be familiar with who's running. Still, that means candidates have only that amount of time to reach young voters, who as a group can be a challenging one to get to the polls.
If you just look at voting, people tend to vote, particularly in local elections, when they think they have a stake.
Larry Eichel is director of the Philadelphia program of the Pew Charitable Trusts, which wrote the report on millennial growth last year.
They tend to think they have a stake if, hey, this is where I live. This is where I've lived, and this is where I'm going to live. But if you're somebody who's just sort of passing through or you don't know, I think it's harder to get interested in civic affairs. It's harder to get involved. And I think that's why historically young adults are not that involved in politics.
Here are some startling statistics assembled by Tom Ferrick of Axis Philly. Among voters ages 25 to 34, only 59% have voted within the last 10 elections. Compare that to nearly 80% of those 55 to 64. If you add in younger voters, ages 18 to 24, the number drops to just 46%. According to the statistics, nearly 100,000 Philadelphians under 34 have voted in just one election, with far fewer voting in more than one. That number likely refers to those who registered during college, and since many of them have left, they won't be showing up at the polls. Also, voters under 34 constitute nearly half of all those in the city registered independent. In Pennsylvania, independent voters can't vote in the Democratic primary. The deadline to register is April 19th. Now, none of this is specific to millennials. Young voters throughout history have turned out in lower numbers than older voters, and that's supported by census data from the past 50 years. Nevertheless, all this makes garnering votes from millennials like Daniel Douglas a challenge. Remember Douglas? He's the Drexel senior we heard from earlier.
I mean, I've lived here a while, and I've grown fond of a couple of neighborhoods, but it's interesting trying to balance my desire to live in the city that I like with, like, just whatever opportunities present myself.
By the way, Douglas is registered to vote as an independent.